DG Atomal bill is to be brought to Parliament within the first half of this year. It addresses, among other things, matters of ownership, royalties, public-private partnerships in geothermal energy, land issues, and environmental protection. Mr. Speaker, while no physical works will be seen on this project between January and June 2015, a substantial amount of preparatory work will be done. Meetings are being held bi-weekly between the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, VINLEC and the consortium, and the Clinton Climate Initiative for updates and project preparation. All the technical reports are being reviewed by our technical support partners and will continue in the upcoming months. During the same period, the required project management team is expected to be put in place. Assuming no unforeseen hiccups or abnormal delays, the expectation is that the project is on track to deliver a 10-megawatt geothermal plant by the end of 2017 or early 2018. Japan and New Zealand have expressed interest in providing technical support as the project develops. Japan's International Cooperation Agency, JICA, and the Caribbean Development Bank, in collaboration with the Inter-American Development Bank, are currently reviewing a loan facility to assist geothermal development in the OECS member countries. Recently, on January 18, 2015, at the 5th Assembly of IRENA, it was announced that the application of St. Vincent and the Grenadines for a long-term interest, low-interest $15 million loan from the Abu Dhabi Development Fund via IRENA for a 10 to 15 megawatt phase one geothermal project was successful. St. Vincent and the Grenadines was one of five successful applicants out of 80 worldwide.